Now, where does relativism step into all this play as far as truth? I mean, there is...
Well, there are several serious downsides to the big one doubtful about the future of mankind. One is the electronic media brainwash of, you know, video games, etc. The other is the degradation of philosophic intellectual truth called relativism. Huh? Relativism is best exemplified by Lewis Carroll's In the Looking Glass. She says, you know, a thing just means what I want it to mean. Oh, there's the infant. You see, in the great books of the Western world, which all calibrate around 550, 460, all the way up to 600, in the middle of there you have Karl Marx at 130. Stands out like a sore thumb. Amongst the greatest minds that ever lived, here's Karl Marx. They threw him for sociologic, historic, political importance, but he calibrates at 130. What was the error there is he projects duality onto all circumstances, sees everything as perpetrator and victim. Now, when you put that together with atheism and nihilism, you end up with teachers like Marcuse, etc., which have had a profound impact on academia. There's where its danger is. It's the idea that relativism, truth is only what you perceive it to be, or you hold it for some kind of political or power game over others, you know. That denies the absoluteness of truth. So it's a denial of divinity. And the promulgators are all atheists, and they're all nihilists, all the great names. They all calibrate extremely low because they deny the integrity and the reality of truth itself. That means that your ego is God. So you see what's happened is the narcissistic ego, which claims that it is divine, has managed to extinguish the absolute, which is divinity, and replaced it. You mean some idiot like Marcuse, who calibrates at 160 or something, is greater than God? I mean, that's what he's telling you. So it's the illusion of the narcissistic ego that thinks is the creator. Because that you meet that again just as you walk out the last door. You must surrender life itself. Why would you be surrendering life itself unless you believe that you are the author of it? Now you meet up with the nascent core of the ego, which started with the protozoa, now presents itself as you. I am the source of my own existence. I am divinity, says the ego. Without me, you won't survive. And then comes the great fear that maybe it's telling you the truth. At that time, you better have the vibration of a really high guru in your head, because you're not going to be able to think of anything. Bang, comes the knowingness. All fear is illusion. Surrender even what you think is life to God. And crash, then. The unbelievable happens, and it cannot even be described, you know. So, But that nascent core of the ego loves to be triumphant over truth. It loves secularism. Let's kill God and get rid of him. Uh-huh. Why? Because divinity calls you back to integrity. Integrity, then, is the defeat of the ego. The ego hates God unless you can use him and say, I'm killing you in the name of God. From the name of God, I am blowing up this busload of children. The funny thing about the Quran, you know, every verse starts with, in the name of Allah, the All-Merciful. Every single verse starts with, in the name of the All-Merciful. What does All-Merciful mean? So how can you fool yourself to that degree? Mm-hmm. That's called the Luciferic inversion. In the Luciferic inversion, good and evil are switched. You now worship Satan and call Satan God, etc. So the Luciferic inversion is the reversal of truth and falsehood. So the truth is now false, and falsehood is now true. That is very clever. Freud first noticed that and reported it in 1900. You know, I went through psychoanalysis, classic, old-fashioned, every day on the couch for years. And you meet up with the most repressed aspects of your unconscious in the id, you know. One of the tricks the unconscious uses to keep a thing unconscious is called reversal into the opposite. One way to deny it in yourself is to substitute the opposite. I'm not the most greedy man in the world. I'm the most generous. I'm not selfish. I'm the most unselfish person you ever met. You turn things into the opposite. You see how you can fool yourself?
Yeah.
I'm taking their money because their money serves God and contributes to their poverty, which will increase their spiritual. You know, you can rationalize
everything.
Of course. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Any clever girl can do it, anything.